Our readings today, old and new, begin with excerpts from The Present Crisis by James Russell Lowell. For mankind are one in spirit, and an instinct bears along, round the earth's electric circle, the swift flash of right or wrong. Whether conscious or unconscious, yet humanity's vast frame, through its ocean-sundered fibers, feels the gush of joy or shame. In the gain or loss of one race, all the rest have equal claim. Hast thou chosen, O my people, on whose party thou shalt stand, ere the doom from its worn sandal shakes the dust against our land? Though the cause of evil prosper, yet 'tis truth alone is strong. And albeit she wander outcast now, I see around her throng troops of beautiful, tall angels to enshield her from all wrong. New occasions teach new duties. Time makes ancient good uncouth. They must upward, still, and onward, who would keep abreast of truth. Lo, before us gleam her campfires. We ourselves must pilgrims be, launch our Mayflower and steer boldly through the desperate winter sea, nor attempt the future's portal with a pass, blood-rusted key. Our second reading is from W.E.B. Du Bois, entitled My Country, Tis of Thee. Of course you have faced the dilemma. It is announced, they all smirk and rise. If they are ultra, they remove their hats and look ecstatic, then they look at you. What shall you do? Noblesse oblige, you cannot be boorish or ungracious. And two, after all, it is your country, and you do love its ideals, if not all of its realities. Now then, I have thought of a way out. Arise, gracefully remove your hat, and tilt your head. Then sing as follows, powerfully and with deep unction. They'll hardly note the little changes in their feelings, and your conscience will thus be saved. My country, 'tis of thee, late land of slavery, of thee I sing. Land where my father's pride slept where my mother died, from every mountainside let freedom ring. My native country, thee, land of the slave set free, thy fame I love. I love thy rocks and rills, and o'er thy hate which chills, my heart with purpose thrills to rise above. Let laments swell the breeze and ring from all the trees sweet freedom's song. Let laggards' tongues awake, let all who hear partake, let southern silence quake, the sound prolong. Our Father's God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Soon may our land be bright with freedom's happy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King.